Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Nixon was ousted for far less corruption.
But in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Joe Biden was elected for far more. And if the disintegration of accountability from those in the highest of office continues, America will definitely collapse.
Why was it you found the allegations against Joe Biden related to his son or Burisma not to be believed?
Simply because I've known former Vice President Biden for a long time. I know how he respects his duties of higher office, and it's just not credible to me that a Vice President of the United States is going to do anything other than act as how he sees best for the national interest.
While the Biden family has still not had to answer to Congress as to why they were given massive payments from corrupt foreign energy companies.
Records show that Hunter Biden opened a line of credit with a Chinese national linked to the communist regime and funded it with approximately $100,000. And then he, James Biden, and Sarah Biden went on an extravagant global spending spree. Still, other records show that Hunter Biden, via his law firm, also sent $1 million to James Biden's consulting firm, the Lion Hall Group.
And Joe Biden has relentlessly distanced himself from the accusations.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Did you and your father ever discuss Ukraine?
No. As I said, the only time was after a news account. It wasn't a discussion in any way.
Your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money.
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board.
We had this whole question about whether or not, because he was on the board, I later learned of a Burisma, a company, that somehow I had done something wrong. I carried out U.S. policy. Not one single solitary thing was out of line. Not a single thing.
But now, as the New York Post reveals, Joe Biden met with Ukrainian, Russian, and Kazakhstani business associates of his sons at a dinner in Washington, D.C. while he was vice president, according to records on Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop. The following day, Hunter received an email from Vadim Pozharsky, an executive of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, to thank him for introducing him to his father. It read, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father," Pozharsky wrote on April 17, 2015. He continued, "It's really an honor and a pleasure." The dinner included Russian billionaire Yelena Baturina, who was married to corrupt former Moscow mayor Yuri Luzhkov. Baturina had wired $3.5 million to Hunter Biden on February 14, 2014, through his Rosemont Seneca Thornton, Delaware-based investment firm, which was co-founded by Devin Archer, a former advisor to Secretary of State John Kerry.
Secretary of State Kerry publicly denied knowing Hunter Biden's role on the Burisma board. We acquired evidence that shows that Kerry did, in fact, know about that role.
And, of course, the chronic crackhead, Hunter Biden.
Well, that mayor from D.C.
No, that Marion Barry.
Marion Barry.
Marion Barry. You know what? I actually smoked crack with Marion Barry. I swear to God.
The wires had been flagged in suspicious activity reports provided by the Treasury to a Senate Republican inquiry into Hunter Biden last year by the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. But still, nothing has been done. Joe Biden is riding on a wave
really
of
good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I can spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I can tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Thazo, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it comes to InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Share these links, folks. A lot of stuff to talk about today. One major story you may have heard of, leaked emails from Fauci. That will take up a very large portion of our show today. We'll be taking your calls as well, and we'll be joined by Chris Guy later in the program. But first, let's begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 2nd of June, 2021. Fauci emails reveal damage control scramble after Zero Hedge spotlights man-made COVID-19 theory. Essentially, this is a FOIA request for the emails of Anthony Fauci from the beginning of the pandemic, and it reveals a plethora of very interesting information that we will break down for you later in the program. Everything from exactly how the COVID virus was created by splicing two viruses together, how they handled the damage control situation when people started talking about the lab leak hypothesis, and a number of other interesting revelations that we will detail later today. But suffice it to say, there are many of these emails and many, many people going through them with a fine-tooth comb, discovering very, very interesting statements between Anthony Fauci and other experts at the beginning of the pandemic. Biden last night declared white supremacy the greatest threat to America, says never forget January 9th and the Capitol insurrection. You almost got it. He almost got it there. As InfoWars.com article notes, over the weekend, heavily armed black power activists marched through the streets of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and announced that they're planning to, quote, kill everything white in sight to cheers from the black nationalist mob. But don't let the open display of murderous psychopaths fool you. No, white supremacy is definitely, definitely the biggest threat, you know, because they keep telling you. They keep telling you it is. That's how you know, because they won't shut up about it. Notice there's no actual evidence of this. There's never actually anything happening. There's never actually any white people actually getting together for anything ever. So what the hell they're talking about is yet to be seen. But suffice it to say, you should be scared. You should be scared. You should be terrified, and you should let them do whatever they want. Otherwise, maybe you're one of these white supremacists. Yes, folks. Joe Biden coming out to tell us once again, Bigfoot is the biggest threat to America, and we will not rest until Bigfoot is found and captured. Amazing. All of JBS's U.S. beef plants were forced shut by a cyber attack on JBS SA, the largest meat producer globally, forced the shutdown of all U.S. beef plants, wiping out output from facilities that supply almost a quarter of American supplies. All the company's fed beef and regional beef plants were forced to shutter, and all other JBS meat packing facilities in the country experienced some level of disruption to operations, according to an official with the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. Isn't it amazing how this works? Isn't it incredible that all these cyber attacks are crippling our infrastructure, and they all happen to be crippling all of the things that the progressives don't like? And that's right. All of the New World Order, Great Reset globalists are desperate to shut down pipelines, and suddenly a pipeline gets hacked. We'll have to stop eating meat. No more meat ever. We're going to stop serving beef. Totally. You have to eat insects now. Oh, what do you know? It looks like a quarter of America's beef supply has now been shut down by a cyber attack. What astonishing coincidences occur every single day. Amazing. Here's a story from Breitbart.com. California, a free state, launches commission to study reparations for slavery. That's right, a state that never had slavery is now discussing reparations to the slaves that they never had. Governor Gavin Newsom and other state leaders addressed the opening of California's task force to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans on Tuesday, stressing the historic importance of the commission. California entered the Union as a free state in 1850, where slavery was not allowed. Nevertheless, Newsom signed a bill into law last year to study the idea of reparations for slavery for black people using a 9-member commission. Look, folks, there's one thing the liberals want to make sure that you know. Minorities cannot succeed without your help. Minorities need your help to succeed. That's the rallying cry of the Californians and the progressives throughout the United States. Look, they may not have been slaves. Their ancestors may not have been slaves. The state may never have had slaves. But they'll never succeed if we don't tax you to pay for their livelihoods. Incredible. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declares disaster in state over a border crisis. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 34 counties along or near the Lone Star State's border with Mexico Tuesday, claiming that President Biden's immigration policies had allowed in a flood of drug and gang members, saying, quote, Biden's open door policies have paved the way for dangerous criminals, gangs and cartels, human traffickers and deadly drugs like fentanyl to pour into our communities, Abbott said in a statement. Meanwhile, landowners along the border are seeing their property damaged and vandalized on a daily basis while the Biden administration does nothing to protect them. In the declaration, Abbott noted that the Department of Public Safety troopers had made over 1,300 criminal arrests, apprehended over 35,000 illegal migrants, and seized over 10,000 pounds of drugs and over 100 firearms since March 6th of this year. Mind-blowing stats. He also stated that between January and April, troopers had intercepted 21.5 million lethal doses of fentanyl. Just total disaster, total collapse, totally being overrun at our southern border. And finally, after months of this, Texas governor has declared a disaster and is actually trying to do something to push back against the subsidized invasion of our very own country. Nuclear flashcards on learning apps expose U.S. military secrets. U.S. troops tasked with guarding nuclear bombs in Europe accidentally leaked highly sensitive information about these weapons on popular education websites, according to Bellingcat. Military personnel used popular learning websites such as Quizlet, Chegg Prep, and Cram to remember complex security protocols, exact locations, and other top-secret information. How did Bellingcat's folk Postuma uncover these leaked documents? Well, a simple search on the study websites revealed various sets of flashcards. By simply searching online for terms publicly known to be associated with nuclear weapons, Bellingcat was able to discover cards used by military personnel serving at all six European military bases reported to store nuclear devices. A deck of 70 study cards on Chegg titled Studied disclosed exact facilities housing live and non-live nuclear bombs at the Volkel Air Base in the Netherlands. So essentially it's these people using apps to create flashcards for themselves. Flashcards like things like that say things like, quote, how many WS3 weapon storage and security systems vaults are there in the Volkel AB? The answer, 11. So soldiers in nuclear bases using apps to quiz themselves about the features of the nuclear armament and just literally just giving that information away to anybody who downloads the app. Okay. My God. So sue us. Amazon responds to 75,000 customers who say Alexa spied on them. After receiving more than 75,000 individual complaints that its Alexa-powered Echo devices were spying on them, Amazon has abandoned its policy that such complaints must be resolved outside the court system via secret arbitration proceedings and will instead allow customers to file lawsuits. So in other words, so sue us. And I think you should. And of course, you know that Amazon is now opening up any of your online connected devices through Amazon to their Sidewalk program, meaning you have to opt out if you don't want to be sharing your internet connection with strangers who walk by on the street. You should know that because you only have about a week before that goes live, and you will be opted in if you do not opt out. Supreme Court leaves in place a $2 billion verdict in favor of women who claimed they developed ovarian cancer from using Johnson & Johnson talc products. $2 billion now being charged to Johnson & Johnson. Small price to pay for giving God knows how many women cancer over the years. Oh, but by the way, have you taken their vaccine yet? Because you can't sue them for that. Iran's largest warship catches fire and sinks in the Gulf of Oman. Wow. What a terrible accident. What a terrible coincidence that occurred. What a strange, total accidental occurrence that definitely was not caused by any of America's allies. No, definitely not. Of course not. Oh, by the way, Lindsey Graham says Israel will request $1 billion from the U.S. after the Gaza war. I think that's fair. I think that's perfectly fair. Give them $1 billion. They need more missiles. Meanwhile, they are launching more settlements.
I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and VasoBeats, they're all back in stock. As much as 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors. InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find for these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
If you're watching us on band.video and infowars.com, a lot of stories covered today. A lot of stories about, international nuclear war. I hate to say it. A lot of them from military.com. Pentagon eyes new bombs for a war with China, not ISIS. Russia forming 20 new military units to counter NATO. China state media says country must prepare for nuclear war after Biden agrees to water down COVID probe. You have China invading Malaysian airspace and really talking about really wanting new bombs. CCP mouthpiece says Beijing needs more nuclear weapons. South China Sea dispute. Malaysia accuses China of breaching airspace. A lot of stuff rumbling under the surface. Iran, of course, has a ship burned and sunk in Oman, their largest Navy vessel. Burned and sunk off the coast of Oman, which is very strange, but sort of in line with a series of attacks on Iranian ships that we've seen over the last several months. So things are going on behind the scenes. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the program. Of course, we have Joe Biden just being an absolute just decrepit old creep talking about white supremacy. And again, he has some sort of compulsion. He can't stay away from, young girls. It's just all very weird. But he said a bunch of really stupid stuff yesterday that we'll cover as well. Slavery, reparations, all sorts of wonderful stuff in that regard. But really, the top story today is about the email leaks. Now, they weren't really leaks. They were FOIA requests. So, Twitter and all these other places can't, going to say they can't censor them off the basis that they were hacked. Remember, that was how they censored the Hunter Biden story. Well, this is a hacked material, even though it wasn't, even though it was a laptop that was given from Hunter Biden to somebody else. No hacking involved. They still use that as the excuse to delete it. In this case, with the FOIA request, they can't claim that this was somehow hacked, so they can't delete it that way. They may start deleting it anyway just because that's what they do. I don't know if you remember yesterday morning, one of the first things I showed was the video of the black nationalist standing around in Tulsa, Oklahoma, talking about wanting to kill all white people. Well, that's been removed from Twitter now, by the way, while we're on the topic of Twitter censorship, just so you know. And it's one of those things that this is why I don't understand censorship at all. If you have white people saying racist things, then it gets removed or being mad about something and then expressing themselves in a contentious way gets removed. Here's a bunch of black guys and white people, strangely enough, standing around with, assault rifles and massive guns and samurai swords, for God's sake, and body armor saying we're going to hunt down and kill all the white people, and then we're going to bury them, dig them up so we can kill them again and bury them again. I want to know about that. I don't want that censored. I would like to be aware of threats to my person. And I think hundreds of black-clad communists with heavy rifles saying they're going to target my race, that's something I should know about, something I want to be aware of, not something I want censored and hidden and pushed off to the side and not reported on. This is what I don't understand. Don't you want to be aware of these people? Don't you want to know that there's people out there saying they want to kill you and your entire race? Don't you want to know that? Don't you want to be aware of that? Because don't you want to be able to protect yourself? I don't know. I don't get it. So Twitter censorship is just another topic that we're going to discuss here because it's all over the place. And they have come out with a new safety guidelines. Twitter safety's announced new guidelines that may have to do with their desire to censor some things and allow others to remain up. It's pretty simple, really. They say specifically, we do not permit the denial of violent events, including abusive references to specific events where protected categories were the primary victims. The policy now covers targeted and non-targeted content. That makes sense, right? You understood all the words I just said? You're perfectly clear now on their safety policy. They do not permit the denial of violent events. What does that mean? Because there was a video of the threats of violent events that you removed. So is this, you can't deny the violent event, but you also can't talk about the violent event? No, you cannot deny violent events. This is insane. Of course, it's people underneath this Twitter thing posting pictures of CNN standing in front of a burning building saying a fiery but mostly peaceful protest, right? Because for the last year, the primary objective of the mainstream media has been to deny violent events were occurring. What? No, that never happened. It's a hoax. It's a lie. No, you can't deny violent events, including abusive references to specific events where protected categories were the primary victims. I've never seen a category be a victim before. Protected categories. All these terms, protected categories, BIPOCs, underrepresented, just say non-white. Just say non-white. We know what you mean. Protected categories like, you know, everybody that's not white and male. Everybody that's not a white, straight male, that's the protected categories. So you cannot reference these protected categories. No, I'm sorry. You cannot reference specific events where the primary victims were protective categories with abusive references. Okay, so if you were thinking of abusively referencing a specific event where the primary victims were, in fact, protective categories, I'm sorry, you're just out of luck. You're going to have to go somewhere else. You can't do that on Twitter. Yeah, here's a response. There are 2.8 million Uyghurs very interested in this policy. And then all the replies to him are, of course, censored. This policy now covers targeted and non-targeted content. What does that mean? Anyway, it's just, I mean, literally they just censor whatever the hell they want and then make up an excuse for it later. So in the next segment, we're going to really get into this, these emails from Anthony Fauci to all number of people. And be prepared because they are as insane as you could possibly imagine. But first I want to play this video, video number 6. Rather uplifting, but I got to play it here at the very end. It's got to take us out of the segment because I may or may not be crying by the end of it. Here it is.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't Daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow. Right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color
nice.
They are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not gonna happen. My baby's gonna know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard, even though you don't know anyone, you can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends, no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT. Period. Point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest.
InfoWars.com.
I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitors at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95, that's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, Basil Beets, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in, DNA Force is back in, Ultra 12 is back in, Super Male Vitality is back in, and they all fund the InfoWar, and their store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day. When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermobile Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. A lot of virtuous signalers out there will tell you how much they care about troops and how much they care about veterans. But at the same time, they won't stand up for what those veterans and what those troops fought for in the last 250 years of U.S. history. And now more than ever, what our republic stands for and has stood for is under attack. America is under globalist takeover. It's an information war. It is an economic war. But most importantly, it is a spiritual war. And now, of course, it's a biological and chemical war with the vaccines. We were the first to tell you that the virus came out of Wuhan. We were the first to tell you that vaccine passports were coming. We were the first to lay out basically everything because we actually do our research and know what we're talking about. And that's why it's important to keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. And for Memorial Day week, we're having store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. A lot of great products are back in stock, like DNA Force, Alpha Power, and Pollen Block. So, to all the veterans and all the patriots, we salute you. And I want to ask the listeners, please support InfoWars now more than ever.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I think it's time. Major leak in the ship of state.
Okay, 3, 2.
The plandemic. The pandemic of lies. Really incredible information being revealed by the release of hundreds of Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails from the early days of the pandemic. As Axios reports, 866 pages of Fauci emails shed light on early days of the COVID crisis. The Washington Post obtained 866 pages of Anthony Fauci's emails from March and April 2020 via the Freedom of Information Act, revealing what it was like for the government's top infectious disease expert to navigate the chaotic early weeks of the pandemic under the Trump administration. Some of the most interesting revelations in here I will cover now. Here's one from the 11th of March, 2020 to NIAID Public Inquiries. The subject is coronavirus bioweapon production method. Let me repeat that. Coronavirus bioweapon production method. This was from a man named Adam Gardner saying, hello, Anthony. This is how the virus was created. Interviron fusion, HIV, LUC. It's a lot of scientific jargon. But essentially, it's almost like a recipe. It's like a recipe you can follow. Two parts SARS-CoV-S protein. Keep an oven for 45 minutes. Remove cover. I mean, that's essentially what we're dealing with here. I don't even understand what a lot of these say, but basically it's like incorporating this envelope, SARS-CoV-S protein, or both envelopes in PBS at 4 degrees Celsius for 30 minutes to allow binding. Samples were raised to 37 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes to allow for conformational rearrangements. Virons were adjusted for the desired pH with 0.1 mg citric acid, PBS, TPCK, trypsin, final concentration, 10 nanograms per milliliter. Literally, it's like a recipe, like following a cookbook to create coronavirus. And the amazing thing is, under a tweet that had this email, I saw people going, this is not creating the SARS-CoV virus. That's ridiculous. You cannot say, stupid people don't understand science. They think this is how you create a virus. And it's like, well, the top of the email says, this is how the virus was created. But then they go on to say, this isn't a recipe for creating the virus. It's talking about taking two different viruses and combining their components into one virus. Like, yeah, we know. We know. We're aware they're not literally constructing a virus from scratch. It's called gain-of-function research. It's called manipulation. It's called genetically modifying. It's called taking parts, genetic components of two different diseases and combining them into one to maximize their potency or their transmissibility or any number of attributes of the virus. We are aware of this. It's just amazing to me that people will be presented with this sort of stuff, yet they can block it out. They can go, no, this is, they're not creating the virus. They're simply combining other viruses and coming up with a new one. It's like, yeah, we know. That's what we're saying that they're doing. Obviously. Amazing. Here's a story from InfoWars. Email: researcher who funded Wuhan lab and admitted to manipulating coronaviruses thanks Fauci for dismissing the lab leak theory. Dr. Fauci's email has been released. One email: a researcher who funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology thanks Fauci for publicly dismissing the lab leak theory early on in the pandemic. The email from Dr. Peter Daszak, president of the EcoHealth Alliance, a group that has extensive ties to the Wuhan lab gain-of-function research, sent the email to Fauci on April 18th, 2020, roughly 6 weeks after the outbreak had taken hold. By the way, Peter Daszak, also the head of the research division that went in to study the origin and came out saying that there was no evidence that it came from the Wuhan lab several months ago. But interesting to note that many, many, many months before they actually went and investigated it, he was already thanking Dr. Fauci for saying it was not made in a lab. They had no proof it wasn't made in a lab. They hadn't done the investigation yet. Even when they did the investigation, they didn't actually look at the information themselves. They received reports or summaries of the information from Wuhan and were not permitted to actually investigate the primary evidence. So he never even debunked this claim anyway. But just so you know, just 6 weeks after the outbreak, almost a year before they'd ever even been to Wuhan to visit and do the research, he was already saying that it did not come from a lab, and he was thanking Dr. Fauci for pushing back on that particular narrative. He says, as the PI of the ROI grant publicly targeted by Fox News reporters at the presidential press briefing last night, I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19 from bat-to-human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He said, from my perspective, your comments are brave. Coming from your trusted voice, it will help dispel the myths being spun around the virus's origin. Once the pandemic's over, I look forward to thanking you in person, letting you know how important your comments are to all of us. Incredible. There's a video of him talking in December 2019 about how good the virus is are for messing around with in a lab. He notes that coronaviruses are pretty good. You can manipulate them in a lab pretty easily. The spike protein drive a lot of what happens. You can get the sequence. You can build the protein. He says, we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert the backbone of another virus and do some work in a lab. So these are the guys involved in the gain-of-function research that led to the creation of the coronavirus. But almost a year before the investigation began, they were already saying that it was a absurd conspiracy theory that it was created in a lab. Truly incredible. InfoWars article goes on to note, is it any surprise that this guy whose organization was shoveled at least $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in the past few years to play around with coronaviruses inside a lab, determined within 3 hours of visiting the lab in February 2021, there was, quote, nothing to see here? Daszak, like Fauci, who's also denied that there was any gain of function research being conducted at the Wuhan lab and that it wasn't being funded by Eco Health Alliance via the NIH or with U.S. tax dollars. These are blatant lies, as there's mountains of evidence to confirm exactly that this was the case. Incredible. Yeah, Gateway Pundit reports on the same update here. Top WHO official thanks Dr. Fauci in email in April 2020 for insisting that COVID-19 was naturally occurring when both men knew that this was a lie. But that's not all. So we have basically long before they'd ever actually done any investigation, they had decided that it had not come from a lab and that they needed to put that message out on air. They also have in these emails specific instructions as to how exactly the virus was created. You also have Dr. Fauci saying, quote, I do not recommend that you wear a mask. Fauci tells women face masks do not protect against COVID. He says masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. This typical mask that you buy in a drugstore is not really effective at keeping out the virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. It might, however, provide some slight benefit in keeping out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you, Fauci wrote. I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you're going to be in a very low-risk location. Your instincts are correct. Money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and vaccines. I do not recommend that you wear a mask. So on March 8, 2020, Dr. Anthony Fauci advised healthy Americans against wearing face masks. In April 2020, the CDC said Americans should be wearing face masks for the COVID. In May 2020, Anthony Fauci and the New England Journal of Medicine have admitted that masks are little more than symbols, virtue signaling. And on January 25, 2021, Dr. Fauci told healthy Americans to wear two masks instead of one. And then 1 week later, Dr. Fauci backtracked on the insane idea of wearing multiple masks. Because this is all arbitrary. Because none of this is scientific whatsoever. What changed his mind? Did anything he said in that email change? Of course not. Masks don't help. They help maybe getting, you know, stopping from literally getting snot on you if somebody sneezes in your direction. Like, that's where they would help. But nothing else changed. What he was telling the American people changed. But no new information came out. Nothing came out that said masks are now necessary. Masks are now important. Masks actually do protect against the virus. No, that never changed. He always knew masks were unnecessary and a symbol and nothing more. He said it himself. But suddenly that changed. Suddenly you had to wear a mask. Suddenly you maybe were going to be arrested if you weren't wearing a mask. And if you weren't wearing a mask, you were a hateful bigot that wanted grandma to die. Because it has nothing to do with health. It has to do with control. And they know this.
I always shoot you straight. And when I've told you over the years that if you don't support us, we'll be off the air, it's been true. But InfoWars has never been in a position where your support is more critical and more vital. The enemy behind the scenes is doing so many things. I'm not going to take time up to whine about it. It's okay. I expect to be attacked because we're over the target. We're having a great effect. We're exposing evil. You're exposing evil. So when you spread the word about the broadcast, or when you buy products, or when you pray for InfoWars and our talk show hosts and our crew, it is so powerful. So again, as Memorial Day 2021 comes and goes, I want all of you to realize that I appreciate you as being veterans of the info war, and I particularly thank our veterans as well that have served the armed forces, because they understand what it is to sacrifice, and they're needed more now than ever to be leaders in our republic to expose the globalists, the foreign takeover that we're in the middle of right now. So it's a very historical time to be alive. I want to thank you all for your support and ask you to support us again.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more.
let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beats, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with your free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. That ProstaGuard is back, 40% off. That Alpha Power is back, 50% off. That Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have the documents. We have the emails. We have a number of incredible revelations being made in these emails to and from Dr. Anthony Fauci during the first few months of the pandemic. So far, we've covered the fact that one guy who somebody told me we might be able to get him on the show. This guy who writes, "This is how the virus was created." Adam Gartner. Somebody DM'd me on Twitter saying, "Hey, you should try to get this guy on. He knows everything." And he, of course, puts this recipe for the coronavirus, explaining exactly how the membrane fusion took place and how multiple attributes from multiple viruses were combined into one. The subject of the email is coronavirus bioweapon production method. At the same time, mere weeks after coronavirus was even discovered, Peter Daszak, with a professional and monetary interest in presenting the naturally forming theory of the creation of the coronavirus, sending emails to Anthony Fauci, thanking him for insisting that COVID-19 was naturally occurring, even though both men knew that there was a distinct possibility and, in fact, overwhelming likelihood that it did, in fact, come from the Wuhan lab, that they were both involved in funding, creating, and fostering. But there are many more revelations still to come. Let me read some of them to you. Here's one from Raymond Dubois to Anthony Fauci. Says, "My name is Ray Dubois, and in addition to being the Dean of Medicine here at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I chair the Board of Scientific Counselors for the NCI. It says the mask-wearing policy for our health system is developed by our infection control group and not by the College of Medicine. Currently, we have a voluntary mask-wearing policy for the health system and our main university hospital. Based on your recent comments about asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic carriers of COVID-19, do you agree that keeping this voluntary is the correct approach? correct approach. And Anthony Fauci responds with, Ray, thank you for your notes. I would keep the policy voluntary, but I would encourage employees to wear them. Best regards, Tony. Tony Fauci. Yeah, voluntary. I would keep it voluntary, but I would encourage them to wear it. Really? Because you emailed somebody else like several days earlier being like, yeah, the masks don't work. They aren't necessary. The droplets are too small. They go right through them. It doesn't really matter. But then they're like, apparently Fauci got some order from somewhere saying, hey, you know that truth you've been telling about the masks? Don't say that anymore. We want people wearing masks. We need them wearing masks. Don't ask why. Anthony Fauci's just like, okay, I mean, I'm in charge of the medicine for the country, so I guess I'll just make these bizarre pronouncements with no scientific backing whatsoever. Here's an interesting email. Says, quote, I'm 99% sure that SARS-CoV-2 has been spreading in the U.S. since late November and December early last year, or December last year, and then a lot of it is redacted. Blank, 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 blank. She works at blank, and it's possible that everyone in her office got infected too. Who knows how many people in Alaska got it too, but I suspect many tens of thousands, possibly much more. Redacted, redacted. But it has been impossible to get tested. I've called 5 places in Alaska, and none wanted me to come in. For the test. So this is having to do with the outbreak of SARS far earlier than we had been told about. And again, we just wonder what is under these redactions. What was redacted and why? After all, this is not just national security. This is national health. We should maybe know what is being talked about by the people leading our health response. But there we are. Here's a article called Additional Data on Masks. This is a internal email between NIH and NIAID people. In addition, this person says, I found the attached review on masks that addresses the community settings attached to the paper in Figure 3, which summarized the data from 9 very diverse RCTs overlapping with what I'd said earlier. Bottom line, generally there were not differences in the ILI, URI, or flu rates when masks were used. Although when early use and compliance were taken into account, a few times a difference was seen. In addition, the case control study noted that among SARS patients in Hong Kong without a known source of infection cases, 27.9% were less likely than uninfected controls, 58.7%, to report wearing a mask frequently in public, for what it's worth. So SARS patients were less likely than uninfected controls to report wearing a mask frequently in public, for what's that worth. Hardly anything, right? So it's really not worth anything. It's very nothing. It's nothing, right? It's like, well, some people got sick and they were slightly less likely to wear masks. The people that didn't get sick also weren't wearing masks, so you can't really tell. Bottom line, long story short, by March 31st, 2020, the National Institute of Health were circulating internal emails talking about scientific studies showing the masks did not help. That's the bottom line here. They literally say in the email, bottom line, there were not differences between the rates of infection when masks were used. So they've known since January 31st, 2020, at least, and even before we know of, but here at least is a nice little deadline for us, March 31st, 2020, internal emails from NIH and NIAID saying that amongst themselves, they are perfectly aware of the scientific study showing that masks did not help slowing the rate of infection. Truly incredible. This one might be the most incredible, though. This is from a guy named Michael Liu, and the subject is great advice from Chinese expert. Dr. Wenhong Zhang has become very famous in China's war against COVID-19 because of his great excellence in antivirus. It's kind of a hilariously like Chinese written email. Dr. Zhang is the director of the infectious disease department of Huanshan Hospital in Shanghai. He is very good, according to my observation, all along. Another great doctor in China is Dr. Nanshan Zhang. According to Dr. Zhang's video, COVID-19 can really be prevented with 3 key measures. They are keep social distancing, wash hands frequently, and wear masks. I strongly suggest American people should wear masks like Chinese, South Korean people, etc. Because even China's highest leader, Mr. Xi Jinping, wears masks. Yes, Americans should wear masks because even Chinese leader Xi Jinping wears masks. Oh, okay. This is how we make decisions. He says, if it is difficult for the U.S. people to do this now, I suggest working staffs in airports, supermarkets, and other public places should wear masks firstly in order to avoid crossing infection. Further, Dr. Zhang said, if a person is still infected, though he/she takes above three measures carefully, the person must be infected by his/her family members. So I propose the concentrated isolation of mild confirmed cases should be considered as I advised yesterday. I strongly suggest American government should learn precious experience of anti-COVID-19 from and cooperate with the mainland China, Taiwan, South Korea with an open mind. If you need any help to contact with Dr. Zhang, I will do what I can. I am very confident the U.S. government will lead American people to win the anti-COVID-19 war by you and other great experts. Science, expertise, and great learning are the best medicines. God bless you. God bless America, China, and the whole world. Anthony Fauci responds to this saying, Michael, thank you for your note. We have indeed learned much from our Chinese colleagues. I appreciate you bringing these issues to our attention. Best regards, Tony. This is from March 16th, 2020. So unless I'm reading this incorrectly, the advice from the authorities in America and the laws and the strictures for masks, for lockdowns, and for social distancing were literally given to them directly by the Chinese. Unless I'm reading this wrong, unless I'm reading this incorrectly, unless they somehow came up with these same three protocols by themselves, in which case, you know, why would this email even be written? But why is this Chinese expert telling Dr. Fauci that the three things that need to be done is social distancing, wash hands frequently and wear masks, and concentrated isolation of confirmed cases? And then Anthony Fauci responds by saying, well, thank you. We've learned much from our Chinese colleagues. We've learned a lot about how to treat people, how to do things, what true control looks like. Amazing. Incredible. Literally taking advice and strategy for combating coronavirus from the people that released coronavirus. Here's one of the comments that I was talking about earlier where he says that protocol, the recipe of how the virus was created. Hey, man, the protocol in this email is copied from a paper written in 2005. It doesn't even describe experiments with the SARS-CoV virus, just experimental strains of HIV expressing various viral proteins, including the spike protein from the SARS virus. Okay. Oh, is that all? Oh, is that all it's showing? Oh, gosh, I guess we can just not pay attention to this now. I guess we can just throw it away. It's a conspiracy theory. No need to talk about it. There's more, folks. We'll get into more of these emails on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Mind-blowing stuff. But we knew it all along, so not that surprising.
DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us.
I've been on air 27 years, and we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
More revelations in the Anthony Fauci email dump that was requested under the FOIA protocol. Zero Hedge has been having a great time with this. Of course, Zero Hedge was one of the first, just a little bit after InfoWars, I guess, to talk about the COVID lab leak hypothesis. I say hypothesis loosely, since it was fairly obvious from the beginning that the Wuhan lab clearly had something to do with the outbreak of this virus. But Zero Hedge, of course, got kicked off of Twitter for this and made a big stink. And everybody was calling them conspiracy theorists. Very dangerous. This is the health of the nation we're talking about here. We can't just be speculating. And so Zero Hedge now is having a very fun on Twitter, tweeting at people that are involved in these emails, asking them very pointed questions. On this email, begins with a conversation between Fauci and some others, but he says, Tedros and Bernhard have apparently gone into conclave. They need to decide today, in my view. If they do prevaricate, I would appreciate a call with you later tonight to think about how we might move forward. Meanwhile, and then he links the Zero Hedge article. Zero Hedge article, of course, is the one that got them kicked off of Twitter, says, coronavirus contains HIV inserts, stoking fears over artificially created bioweapon. So this is the head of the NIH, the NIH director, sending this to Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci's response, do you have a minute for a quick call? Oh, maybe we should talk about this. Do you have a minute for a quick call? We could discuss how to cover our butts having created this pandemic. Zero Hedge asks the director of the NIH about that. They also ask KG Anderson, can you please explain what inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory or, quote, some features look engineered means? So this is a email from Anthony Fauci, or let's see, it's from, Kristen G. Anderson to Anthony Fauci. She says this. Thanks for sharing. Yes, I saw this earlier today, and both Eddie and I myself were actually quoted in it. It's a great article. The article that was sent is not – the article is Science, Mining Coronavirus Genomes for Clues to the Outbreak's Origin. So this woman says, yes, we were actually quoted in this article. It's a great article, but the problem is that our phylogenetic analysis weren't able to answer whether the sequences are unusual at individual residues, except if they are completely off. On a phylogenic tree, the virus looks totally normal, and the close clustering with bats suggests that bats serve as the reservoir. The unusual features of the virus make up a really small part of the genome, 0.1%. So one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features potentially look engineered. We have a good team lined up to look very critically at this, so we should know much more at the end of the weekend. I should mention that after discussions earlier today, Eddie, Bob, Mike, and myself all find the genome inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory. But we have to look at this much more closely, and there's still further analysis to be done, so those opinions could still change. Best, Christian. So, again, this is from the 1st of February, 2020, where they are discussing how it looks as though this virus could not have developed naturally through viral evolution, but in fact looks engineered. They're discussing this in February of 2020, and then they spent over a year telling you that that theory was insane. They had no reason to believe that it was man-made. They were lying to you. Can we make this any more clear? This is the evidence. This is the documents. And you have to wonder, how are the normies going to deal with this? How are the people that believed this crap for a year going to deal with this? I'll tell you how they deal with it. Ignore it. Just completely ignore it. They're going to completely ignore all of this. That is the amazing thing. We have document after document after document showing that they thought it was a lab leak. They were thanking each other for covering up the lab leak. They were taking instruction directly from the Chinese authorities. I mean, just a huge number of things, and this has only been out for a few hours. Who knows what else we'll find as we continue to look into these. But time after time after time, we're seeing that they talked about this. Anthony Fauci, February 2020, receives an email from a Cornell Medical School graduate saying, we've been following the coronavirus pandemic, and we think there's a possibility that the virus was released from a lab in Wuhan, the biotech area of China. We think it might be complex with another organism, such as yeast or fungus, to make it more sticky. They knew it was man-made from the beginning. They have lied to you about it.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermo Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Fazobies, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it posts the InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To keep my hands on myself.
We have the documents. We have the proof. It's all here. It was all a lie. Oh, yeah, let me read this, this final one. I think maybe later in the program I'll just go through all this again. Just the last three segments on this. Just going through all of these amazing revelations from all these emails. Maybe the beginning of the next hour, I'll just go through them sort of rapid fire. We have a nice little video that people can share around so you don't have to go click through all these things like I had to. But the final one I wanted to share here is from March 2nd, 2020, when Fauci estimates a 2% mortality rate from the virus. He's off by a factor of 10. A factor of 10, give or take. Says this was the mistake that drove all the others. So he receives an email on March 2nd. Saying, hi there, what's the most up-to-date information you have on the mortality rate for COVID-19 versus influenza? Anthony Fauci responds, for COVID-19, the mortality rate is approximately 2%. For seasonal influenza, it's approximately 0.1%. The reality, the COVID mortality rate is more like the seasonal influenza mortality rate. It's around 0.2%. And yet, Anthony Fauci, in March 2020, was telling people it was 2%, which would have been devastating. Which would have been millions upon millions dead, which would have justified all of the lockdowns and the, and maybe not totally justified, but at least would have lent more credence to the idea that all of these very extensive measures were actually necessary. 2%, that's huge. That is a huge mortality rate. Thank God the COVID virus is not anywhere near that mortality rate. But this is what Anthony Fauci's up to. Just like, what does Anthony Fauci do all day? Well, he sits at his computer and he responds to emails with incorrect information. That's what he does. He just makes stuff up and then sends this out, and then people make calls on it, and then he's wrong, and then people email that he's wrong, and he says, well, thank you for correcting me on this, and then he just lies more. He just lies upon lie upon lie. Just say, hey, Anthony Fauci, should we wear masks? No, you don't need to wear masks. There's no need for that. It's like, Anthony Fauci, it's time to go on CNN. He gets on CNN and is like, you must wear a mask all the time. He's a liar. It's full of crap. He's a liar. All these people, they're liars. They know they're liars. And we have the proof here. For the last year and more, since at least February 2020, when most people still weren't even aware that the coronavirus existed, they were not only aware that it existed, they had done the genome sequencing and determined that parts of the genome sequence looked very suspicious. In fact, impossible to have been created naturally and pointed to the gain-of-function splicing of multiple viral components into a single disease. It's all here. It's all right here. You can't deny it anymore. In fact, Rand Paul is having a little victory lap with this. He tweeted out today, just like, I told you, hashtag fire Fauci from Rand Paul. He's just like, yeah, we know. And again, this is the jumping off point. This is the launching pad. This is the beachhead from which we launched the invasion, from which we launched the conquering of these people. It's not enough to have them just sort of back off of this, for Anthony Fauci to slink off into the shadows from whence he came. No, now we know they were aware of what the reality was, and they were lying to us about it. Okay, so now we know. Do we have that video of Rand Paul? We want to play a little. We want to play this little video of Rand Paul questioning Anthony Fauci about this, and Anthony Fauci lying through his teeth about it. Let's watch it.
Gain-of-function research, as you know, is juicing up naturally occurring animal viruses to infect humans. To arrive at the truth, the U.S. government should admit that the Wuhan Virology Institute was experimenting to enhance the coronavirus's ability to infect humans. This gain-of-function research has been funded by the NIH. The collaboration between the U.S. and the Wuhan Virology Institute continues. Doctors Barrick and Shi worked together to insert bat virus spike protein into the backbone of the deadly SARS virus, and then use this man-made supervirus to infect human airway cells. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund
virology.
Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not do gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is not.
You would be in the minority because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
And there he is on Twitter. Told you, eyeball emoji, hashtag fire Fauci. Of course, this video was circulated around leftist and progressive newspapers as Anthony Fauci destroys Rand Paul's conspiracy theory. Anthony Fauci dunks on Rand Paul. You know, it's just like all of this like celebration, like, yeah, Anthony Fauci, you destroyed Rand Paul. And then like 2 days later, he's like, actually, it was me the whole time and I did do it. And I'm sorry about that. And of course, then it was revealed he wrote a paper or gave a speech in 2012 where he talked about gain of function research and said, yes, this type of research does risk breaking out and becoming a pandemic and infecting humans, but frankly, the risk is worth it. So just all of this crap that we've been through over the last year, all of the lockdowns, all of the death, all of the chaos, all of the tyranny, all of the lost economic potential, all of the dependency, all of the debt, everything. Ask Anthony Fauci, was it worth it? Was it? You told us it was. You told us it was worth it. What did we gain from this gain-of-function research? What has been the benefit? I know the cost. The cost is astronomical. The cost is civilization ending. The cost is our lives and our freedom and the mental health of our children and the literal health of our people and a vaccine that has killed 4,000 and more and potentially many, many more and caused heart inflammation and lifelong problems for people to have. I know the cost. What's the benefit, Anthony Fauci? Because you're the one that did this. You're the one that wanted this to be done. You're the one that defended it and argued against the restrictions. And by your own words, you said it's worth the risk. Well, you took the risk. We know the way the risk went. We know the cost that it has accumulated. So what was the benefit? What did you gain from this? What do we have to show for it? Nothing, obviously. Obviously nothing. It's like, oh yeah, no, we have to do the gain of function research so we can develop vaccines for the diseases that we create. Okay, just stop creating the diseases. We don't need the vaccines. Pretty simple. Not that hard to figure out. What has been the benefit of the gain-of-function research? I would love to know. Because as I've said, we know the cost and has been incredibly, astronomically, almost incomprehensibly high. So there you go. Anthony Fauci, needs to be fired out of a cannon into the sun. Washington Post edits 15-month-old headline that claimed COVID-19 lab leak theory was already debunked, which just, you know, all of this is worth noting all at the same time. The headline originally said, Tom Cotton keeps repeating a coronavirus conspiracy theory that was already debunked. And then they go back and very, very quietly change it to, Tom Cotton keeps repeating a coronavirus fringe theory that scientists have disputed. It's not a conspiracy theory, it's a fringe theory. It's not debunked, it's been disputed. Little minor changes, but the core is there. The core of this article is saying he keeps repeating it. He keeps repeating this thing that we have told him to stop repeating. That's what they're telling you. So now it's all coming out. It's all being revealed. It's all being shown. We were right all along. And you fools that keep buying in to the disinformation of the perennial liars need to stop making excuses for these people. Stop trusting people that lie to you over and over again. Stop giving medical tyranny control over to people whose decisions are arbitrary, unscientific, and constantly changing. Stop trusting liars. Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Start holding them to account, for the love of God.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping and your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else has gotten it, basically has. This stuff really, really works.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it, and I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. My name is Harrison Smith. I'll be joined in the third hour by Chris Sky. I had a tweet yesterday that was doing pretty well. It's getting some good numbers. Good 350 likes, which for me is not too shabby. I want to read to you what it is. It says, "The reason people are realizing that Alex Jones was right is that the elites are now openly discussing their intentions. The reason they're openly discussing their intentions is because they've already won and can't be resisted. The reason they already won is because you didn't listen to Alex Jones." Excuse me. Then, of course, I clarify, me saying they have already won is hyperbole. I just didn't have space to write it, but what I meant is they think they've won. They think they've already run. They think they can't be resisted, so they think they can come out and essentially smear your face in the fact that they control you and they can do whatever they want, no matter how despicable and horrible it is. They'll do it, and there's nothing you can say about it or do about it. They'll censor you or call you a racist or maybe just arrest you for domestic terrorism. They think they've won. And I really think that's an important thing. Like another tweet I had that did pretty well. Anytime I talk about Alex Jones being right, people are really into it because that's the big meme these days. That's what everybody is talking about and saying. But I said, basically, people that are just now realizing Alex Jones is right think that that's because Alex Jones is just now becoming right. Like, they think that Alex Jones has been wrong this whole time, and then all of a sudden, some of the things he says are correct. And they're like, what? He's right about this? And it's like, well, he's been saying this since 1997. So he's always been right. You just weren't paying attention. You weren't looking at what he was talking about. So you thought he was wrong. And now that you realize that he's right, somehow you think that this means that he just now is becoming right. It doesn't make any sense, but I don't know what to tell you. Alex Jones has been right this whole time. InfoWars has been right this whole time. And when you ask, how was he right? How have we been able to predict all of this stuff? How have we been able to tell you what they're going to do before they do it? It's because we listen to them. We are literally simply reporting to you what we find in their own documents. That's all. That's all we do. So what? How is it surprising to you that we're correct? We're not making things up. Like, people literally have in their minds that Alex Jones and InfoWars, like, we just sit around and are just like, all right, what should we make up today? What lie should we just – so what baseless creation should we fabricate from thin air and then tell people on air? Reality, I think 90% of the articles I have are from mainstream media. We just report on the reality of the situation. We find stories from, like, local papers that – don't get national play, and we bring them to national attention. Or you go find the documents that these groups themselves publish. Or the videos like Event 201. I mean, this stuff is all obvious. So it is amazing seeing people wake up and realize that Alex Jones was right. But you got to take it a step further. And other people are saying, like, wow, now that Alex Jones has been proven right, why is he still banned? And it's like, well, the thing he was right about was the elites using a bioweapon pandemic to bring about total technocratic control. And you're asking why they would ban him right before and during their execution of this plan? Does this not make sense to you? He's like, yeah, they're going to use a manufactured crisis, a bioweapon released into the population to bring about the justification for lockdowns, economic totalitarianism, and censorship and surveillance of your every movement. And it's like right before they do that, they kick Alex Jones off the web. It's not a coincidence. It's like they're going to be like, yeah, he was right. He was right all along. That is what we were doing. All right, come on back, Alex. Come on back. Go ahead. You're back on YouTube. You're back on Facebook. You were right. We admit it. Now that it's all out in the open, now that we're admitting it, you can come back on now. Of course not. Of course not. Getting rid of Alex Jones, people like him, were necessary for them to carry out their plans without the American people knowing what they were up to. So the good news is, Alex Jones was right, and people are realizing this. I'm going to say the bad news, but I'm just going to say, we'll say it like this. The good news is, Alex Jones was right, and people are being aware of this. The bad news is, because he was right, is the reason he got censored and kicked off the internet and sued over and over and over again, targeted by corrupt officials and all the other things that the InfoWars audience is perfectly aware of. That's the bad news. They've targeted him because he was right. The good news is they haven't succeeded. The really good news is he's still on the air. He's still here. I'm still here. Owen is still here. The crew is still here. We have not gone away, because long before they learned how dangerous Alex Jones was to their devious machinations, long before they realized that they had to censor him and get him kicked off of the internet, Alex Jones was aware that this was coming down the pipe, and he invented a little thing called the InfoWars Store. And the InfoWars Store is what allows us to stay on the air. It's what allows us to circumvent the censorship. It's what allows us to resist being shut down by the authorities whose plans that we reveal. It's InfoWarsStore.com. Without InfoWarsStore.com, they could have shut us down. If all of our income came through YouTube videos and ads and, you know, Twitter endorsements, that sort of thing, we'd be shut down. And it's only because you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can buy a fantastic product, you can buy an amazing supplement, you can buy one of our new groundbreaking products like the Fizzy Magnesium or the Bioseptic Pro Septic System Cleaner. You can get all of these, and you support what we do here. You support this messaging, this programming, this mission, this war that we are waging against the onslaught of the globalists, who now are totally open. Again, I always point out how ironic it is that I called 2019 the year the mask came off, because that was the year I truly felt like, with all the uprisings that occurred throughout the world, the globalists basically took their mask off and said, yeah, you know what, we are instituting a global government, totalitarian, super state, technocratic, spy grid paradigm of total control. We are doing that, and if you resist us, we will destroy you. That happened as early as 2019. 2020 was just the acceleration of this. Into 2021, we're seeing sort of the faltering of this. And I clarified on this tweet where I say, you know, the reason that people think that Alex Jones is right now is because the elite are admitting what they're doing. And they're like, yeah, we are, you know, we're killing everybody. Like, we want everybody to die. Like, we think humans are evil. We're going to teach your children, you know, how to be a pervert. We're going to give them to, you know, a pedophile. We're going to have them be guinea pigs in our massive depopulation experiment. I mean, they're open about it now. They're admitting it, and everybody's realizing this. And I say it's because they've won. But then I clarify, they haven't actually won. They think that they've won, or they want to project that they have won. But the reality is that they are desperate and panicking at the idea that everything they've worked for could be lost. That's why they freaked out with Trump. They thought they had it all in the bag. They thought they had it all under control. After all, it's been decades. It's been decades of brainwashing. It's been decades of propaganda. It's been decades of slowly infiltrating the systems of power and putting their people in place. They thought they would never see a big pushback, and then Donald Trump got elected, and that freaked them out. Because they understand that their decrepit facade of control is very, very fragile and can be overthrown with concentrated will from the American people. And so now they've doubled down. They're pushing their thing even faster and harder, but the pushback...
A lot of virtuous signalers out there will tell you how much they care about troops and how much they care about veterans, but at the same time, they won't stand up for what those veterans and what those troops fought for in the last 250 years of U.S. history. And now more than ever, what our republic stands for and has stood for is under attack. America is under globalist takeover. It's an information war. It is an economic war, but most importantly, it is a spiritual war. And now, of course, it's a biological and chemical war with the vaccines. We were the first to tell you that the virus came out of Wuhan. We were the first to tell you that vaccine passports were coming. We were the first to lay out basically everything because we actually do our research and know what we're talking about. And that's why it's important to keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. And for Memorial Day week, we're having store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. A lot of great products are back in stock, like DNA Force, Alpha Power, and Pollen Block. So to all the veterans and all the Patriots, we salute you. And I want to ask the listeners, please support InfoWars now more than ever.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find for these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of the supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and VasoBeats, they're all back in stock, as much as 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Of course, you go to InfoWars Store to support us. The Memorial Day mega sale has been extended. 50% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points, up to 50% off, I should say. Not everything is 50% off, but a lot of our most amazing products are, including Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality. Some others are 40% off, including DNA Force Plus, Pollen Block, and Prostaguard. And, of course, free shipping, double Patriot points, and you can get the Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix for only $19.95. There's also a new product that we have that we haven't really been pitching too much, but it's still been selling fairly well. I think this is a necessity for a lot of the InfoWars audience, and they are happy to know that they can buy the necessary products that they need, just like you can buy toothpaste and all sorts of great stuff at the InfoWars store that you need to buy anyway, so why not get it from the good guys? Well, now if you have a septic tank and you need chemicals and products to help take care of it, you can come to InfoWars store and get that as well. The biopros.com, BioSeptic Pro. It's like probiotics for your septic system. The BioPros, the new pollution solution using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment through bioremediation. Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminated water, soil, and subsurface material by stimulating the growth of microorganisms and degrading targeted pollutants like an oil slick or a grease spill. BioPros are bringing industrial-level bioremediation to the everyday customer. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than competitors. And their flagship product is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. And BioSeptic Pro is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it goes directly into funding this war of information upon which we are engaged, in which we are engaged. I'm going to go to a video here. It's a Bound report called We Are Your Overlords. I'll also be taking your calls for the second half of this program. The number to dial if you want to call into American Journal is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls now on the email dump has to be the number one topic, and I want to hear what you know about it, if you have found anything yourself. I mean, there's 866 emails. I doubt we've seen all of them published in newspapers and everything. So I want to hear from you about these emails, 1-877-789-2539. Now we go to this video that can be found and shared at band.video. It's called We Are Your Overlords by John Baum.
Is your mind really your own? Unbeknownst to the masses, a campaign of mass mind control has been well underway longer than most people alive were even born.
Between two ages. This is 49 years old, almost a half a century today, and it's the blueprint for the way in which the world has reformed around technology. The technocracy that exists today was predicted and ushered in by Zbigniew Brzezinski all those decades ago. And this is where we're at today. In fact, he predicted the socioeconomic breakdowns, the rise of technologies, the direction in which personal privacy would be shattered. And, you know, going back even further, you know, back to the 50s and the predictions in things like 1984, right? I mean, it's worse than anything anyone ever imagined.
While the non-elite have been deliberately manipulated to have their own belief system deprogrammed and their natural lives altered and culled, the control has metastasized all around us.
The mainstream corporate media are absolute mercenary trash who also hate the country and enjoy what they're doing, and have absolutely no morals, and literally have been hired because their profiles, their algorithm, their psychological signature, their profile assessment is that they are psychotics, or at least sociopaths. And then you realize they have built an army of these people and put them in charge.
You see, the tactic of subversion about which I'm talking is similar to the martial art. If an enemy is bigger and heavier than yourself, it would be very painful to resist his direct strike. The Chinese and Japanese judo art tells us what to do. First to avoid the strike, then to grab the fist and continue his movement in the direction where it was before. What happens here? The target country obviously does something wrong. If it's a free democratic society, there are many different movements within the society. There obviously, in every society, there are people who are against this society. They may be simple criminals, ideologically in disagreement with the state policy, conscientious enemies, simply psychotic personalities who are against anything. Right? And finally, there are a small group of agents of a foreign nation, bought, subverted, recruited, right? The moment all these movements will be directed in one direction, right? This is the time to catch that movement and to continue it until the movement forces the whole society into collapse, into crisis.
The progressive roots of the cancer that would lead America to Joe Biden after the elite had swindled the American public by creating the Federal Reserve System in 1913. It was key that future generations would be deprogrammed to accept the crime of the century, an income tax that benefited the elite and subjugated the peasants. And so the lies accelerated and poisoned Western culture. British oligarchs used the Tavistock Institute to mold public opinion to manipulate the British and American public into accepting the notion that war with Germany was necessary in order to secure a lasting peace, a sentiment at odds with the majority of the public that has been repeated ad nauseum. Following the birth of global financial governance by the IMF and the World Bank due to the Bretton Woods Monetary Agreement of 1944 and the collapse of the gold standard in 1971, in 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth. These dire predictions made about the future of civilization emboldened the elite to undermine the natural future of humanity in order to engage in genocide with quiet weapons for silent wars. The globalist think tanks and media moguls that would take the reins from the Tavistock Institute to promulgate the history of propaganda and mind control over more than 100 years ago are too many to mention in this short report, but the total control has become monolithic.
In 1948, the Smith-Mundt Act was signed by Harry Truman. And if you listen to that noise right now, Andy, hear that rumble? That's Harry Truman rolling over in his grave. Because what this is, in addition to the NDAA of 2012, is to remove the prohibition against external foreign propaganda, and it internalizes it and directs it here. Now, the question we have to ask is, what would be wrong with the State Department or the government basically providing what amounts to absolutely propaganda directed towards American citizens?
We were creating a story there. So that's I think that's propaganda.
Jeff Zucker tell you how to report, sir? You know we expose everybody, right? Comments, sir? So there we have it, Anderson Cooper. New York, New York. He's got nothing to say about Charlie Chester.
It is inevitable that the unyielding manipulation will have the same results for the elite's puppet, Joe Biden. A progressive train wreck prophesized by broken U.S. President and New World Order pawn Woodrow Wilson, who finally realized to his own horror, saying in 1924, quote, "I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. All our activities are in the hands of a few men. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." Well, at least Woodrow Wilson didn't read it from a teleprompter. John, reporting.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I always shoot you straight. And when I've told you over the years that if you don't support us, we'll be off the air, it's been true. But InfoWars has never been in a position where your support is more critical and more vital. The enemy behind the scenes is doing so many things. I'm not going to take time up to whine about it. It's okay. I expect to be attacked because we're over the target. We're having a great effect. We're exposing evil. You're exposing evil. So when you spread the word about the broadcast, or when you buy products, or when you pray for InfoWars and our talk show hosts and our crew, it is so powerful. So again, as Memorial Day 2021 comes and goes, I want all of you to realize that I appreciate you as being veterans of the InfoWar, and I particularly thank our veterans as well that have served the armed forces, because they understand what it is to sacrifice, and they're needed more now than ever to be leaders in our republic to expose the globalists, the foreign takeover that we're in the middle of right now. So it's a very historical time to be alive. I want to thank you all for your support and ask you to support us again. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping. And your purchase funds the InfoWar. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's got it basically has. This stuff really, really works. I'm not going to say this 5 times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it 2 more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, have refused to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we are taking your calls in this episode of American Journal. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Of course, our number one topic today is the email revelations of Dr. Fauci. Perhaps you can call in with what you think should be done about the revelations that so much of what we were told was knowingly false, now proven by these email requirements. But of course, you can call in about anything and everything. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Let's go first to Patrick in Boston. Patty, don't surf. Fauci emails China's involvement in the virus and what to do. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. You're on the air.
Hey, man. Look, I'm wondering exactly. So I think it's obvious that he that China's responsible for this. Now, the question is whether it was incompetence or malice, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. But as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter. We need to do something about it. Because they're never going to admit what they did. You know, obviously, they're communists. They're liars in the first place. But
right.
So my question is, what do we do about it? Like, what do you think we should do about it? Because I see a lot of people on the right, you know, yelling and screaming like, oh, we got to do something. Well, exactly what? Because there's no military solution for this, obviously, right? Mm. So is there an economic solution? Like, what exactly do we do? What do you think we should do?
That is a great question. I really don't know where we go from here. It's almost like, you know, what should we have done? Maybe that's a little bit easier to answer, but what we do now is hard to say because, yeah, as you point out, militarily, there's not too much that can be done, to be honest with you.
No, there's nothing that can be done. It's a catastrophe if we get involved in a military conflict with China. We all know that.
Yeah. And, frankly, they have us pretty well beat in that front. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a good question.
We're either going to pay $2,000 for an iPhone, or we're going to have to just swallow our pride. Yeah. I don't like either one of those solutions. You know what I mean? That's a disaster zone. I'm not into it. But what I would say is that it's easy for people like out of power, Republicans, right wingers, people who support Trump, to say, oh well, we got to do something, but not actually give any solution for it. It's awfully easy to gawk at a problem. It's hard to fix a problem. You know?
I'll tell you what we can do. We can stop funding the research lab. That would be the number one thing that we could do. We could stop sending money to these people. And yeah, we should be, you say pay $2,000 for an iPhone, but we should be trying to get our supply chain out of China. I mean, right now, China, forget militarily, they could just stop sending us medicine and like a huge portion of America would just die. Like a huge portion of America, whether it's, anti-depression medicine, like people literally just start killing themselves en masse. Like, they could literally they produce 90%+ of all of our medicines. They could literally just cut us off from that. So that's a major concern that we need to, be trying to undo. But, it's not even necessarily about like how do we punish these people. It's about we've been saying this the entire time that it came from China and that we could have dealt with the situation a lot better from the beginning if we had treated this, as an attack or treating it as what it was, which was a lab created virus. Perhaps maybe we could have gotten to the bottom of exactly what this virus was and had better mitigation efforts or whatever it was. I mean, the fact is that we weren't being told the truth from the people in charge. And it seems like a lot of what they were saying was literally coming directly from the Chinese Communist government. So it's not about so much as like holding China to account. As you point out, militarily, how could we possibly do that? And again, we don't know if it was an accidental or purposeful release, though I think I would tend more towards the purposeful, but that's just my conspiracy theorizing. But either way, we can hold our people to account for having trusted the Chinese or having worked with the Chinese or having funded the Chinese research. That would be something we could do right now, is withdraw all that funding. And of course, we are sort of tepidly dipping our toe in the pool of getting rid of the Chinese influence in our universities and think tanks and scientific programs. So maybe we could go on that a little bit harder. I mean, I'm seeing articles almost every day talking about the infiltration of the Chinese into our institutions. In fact, I was just bookmarking stuff. I haven't had a chance to really look into it yet, so I wasn't really going to report it. But, since you're bringing it up, we're talking about leaked files expose mass infiltration of UK firms by Chinese Communist Party, including AstraZeneca, Rolls-Royce, HSBC, and Jaguar Land Rover. This from the dailymail.co.uk. HSBC and Dominion connection, U.S. patents for Dominion with HSBC listed as collateral. Interestingly, there's a Chinese element to all of this, the Chinese Communist Party kind. So, what we can do is, even if we aren't going to war with China, we can be in the mindset of geopolitical conflict with China and understand that this is a enemy group of people, the Communist Party ruling China. They are our enemies and they are out for our destruction or our domination, and they're pretty openly admitting that at this point. So instead of treating them like some sort of friendly neighbor, hey, yeah, come on over, send all your people over to America, buy up all of our land, send all of your kids to our university, we'll pay for them to come over here, and take all of our business, take all of our industry, just send over your people, we'll educate them, take them back, take all of our secrets, take all of our military technology, take all of our corporate technology and patents and trademarks, just copy it, steal it, infiltrate, take over. Like, we can instead be treating them like the enemy that they are, and we can be getting them out of our institutions. We can be on guard against their influence. We can be stopping them from purchasing land and purchasing companies and purchasing all sorts of stuff in America with their corrupt communist money. So I think that it's not a solution. It's not going to get back, the year that we've lost or the economic destruction that we've undergone, But we can understand that the people that were involved in this cover-up are still in offices in America. We can take care of those people. We can treat China like the enemy that it is treating us like. And we can, you know, hopefully get on better footing with the supply chain and not be relying on China and their slave labor to keep our costs low so we can, you know, keep those hefty bonuses going to CEOs. I think that would be a couple things I would want to see done anyway. And this, you know, confirmation that it was, in fact, a lab leak from China is just added emphasis or added reasoning behind this. What's your take on all that, Patrick? That was a long rant by me, but it's your turn.
No, that's cool. That's cool, man. I really think that there's three words that can maybe mitigate this problem, if not solve it. It's rare earth mineral.
Oh yeah,
right. So we spent everything that's in your cell phone right now, whether you have an iOS device or you have an Android device or whatever. Half of that stuff comes from rare earth minerals that are mined mostly in China and partly in Afghanistan, believe it or not.
Oh yeah, of course.
That pile of rock over there, right?
Yeah, that's what it was all about. Yeah.
But the thing is, we have plenty of it in the western United States, like in Colorado.
Right.
There's a ton of this stuff, right? So we're too lazy. We don't mine here. Instead, we send our money overseas. So what I'm saying is, stop buying this stuff, man. Just stop buying this nonsense that we can actually mine in the United States, right? We can do it. I mean, we don't mine fracking here, so why in the hell would we mining?
right.
It doesn't make any sense to me. So it's we can do it, but we have to build the infrastructure to actually do it. We have to have the balls that people had during the Industrial Revolution to say, hey, look, you know, we have these resources and we're going to use them. Instead of spending money, you know, here, there, and everywhere. So, I mean, we can really hurt the Chinese by just mining our own, you know, natural resources.
And we could actually do it with a, you know, sort of Western concept of environmentalism, where instead of letting China just like do whatever they do to get their rare earth metals, we could potentially be able to mine it here and, you know, keep the environmental impact down. I mean, it's another argument, you know, when you're talking about China and the shipping, the international shipping, I mean, the ships that ply across the Pacific Ocean multiple times, you know, just to transfer literally people raise and kill chickens in America, send them across the ocean to be processed in China to send them back to America to be sold to Americans. It's insane. So even if you want to talk about pollution, these are all problems that really are treatment of China as a friend and you know, ally is exacerbating all of this. But it's very interesting that you bring this up, because here is another story that I was going to cover today. It's from 8 hours ago, June 2nd. Mexico now ready to welcome private lithium miners. Mexico, a major copper and silver producer, is home to a large potential reserves of lithium used in electric vehicle batteries. Most of it's hard-to-tap clay deposits that are costly and technically difficult to mine. But yeah, now there are talks about mining for rare earth metals in Mexico and other places like Colombia and South America. So maybe we could be doing a little bit more of that. Maybe we get Mexico some jobs. Maybe we can keep the money in this hemisphere, not be giving it to China, and do everything that we can to separate or get rid of our dependency on a communist nation that literally is routinely coming out with pronouncements where they're just like cackling madly, being like, we will destroy America. And we're just like, okay, but before you do, could you keep making our iPhones? Yeah, it's a problem, and we need to figure it out fast, because, by the way, China's buying nuclear weapons.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139 888-253-3139 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139 888-253-3139 888-253-3139 That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio.
Oh my gosh, it's already the third hour. I didn't even realize it. My goodness. I thought we were still cruising along through the second hour. Well, time flies when you're exposing the globalist tyranny. Let's go to your phone calls now. We've got several people waiting. Let's go first to Johnny in Denmark. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You think the Fauci emails are just a diversion? What's your theory on this, Johnny? I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, pretty much it's the one encapsulated in David Icke's recent video on InfoWars band.video site that basically there it's a limited hangout. They're talking about the source of the virus when no isolated virus has ever been proven to exist. And I'm willing to debate anybody about that. And by the way, just as a footnote, congratulations on the great debate between Bob Barnes and
Fuentes, yeah, Nick Fuentes, yeah.
Fuentes. And I think you should have it as a weekly thing. And to guarantee it, I think it's a very important thing to be able to have it weekly. And I'd be willing to, you know, if you need a fill in or if you want to, you know, kick it off to do that, because I think it's a very important thing to do. Because David Icke talked about Wuhan lab virus in quotation marks leak, a calculated diversion from the simple truth. There is no virus. Remember, there's no disease either. Because remember, how could there be a new disease if there's no new symptom, no new combination of symptoms, no new severity of symptoms, no new combination of severity of symptoms, and no new transmissivity characteristics? And it's very important to bear down on that, because what they're implicitly saying is, oh yeah, let's have a look. It's like a good magician doing his tricks or her tricks, and having you just presume that there is an isolated virus, which there isn't.
Right.
Remember, as recently as July of last year, they had to assemble 20 virologists. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. It was on the CDC's own site. And Dr. Tom Cowan, who will be another good guy for these debates, pointed it out in an article he has online, that they got 20 virologists together to actually vote on what the genome was. The genome, I mean, ask yourself this simple question. We have electron microscopes now. They're capable of reading nucleotides, which are the components of DNA. There are 29,903 nucleotides, allegedly, in the SARS-CoV-2 genome. Why didn't they just read them? You and I could do that in a day.
It seems like some of them are. I mean, I guess this would go along with your theory of it being a limited hangout, but some of these emails are talking about them breaking down the genetic components of the virus. I mean, there's this one that I read off earlier where they're talking about the phylogenetic tree of the virus looking totally normal, close clusters with bats. The unusual features of the virus make up a very small part of the genome. So, I mean, according to these emails and according to these people, they are mapping the genome and they're finding inconsistencies. And they, in fact, say some of the sequences of the genome look potentially engineered. So it looks like they are studying the coronavirus genome, in this case for the outbreak's origins, but you're saying that this is just falsified, or what's your theory as to why they would pretend like they're sequencing the genome if that's not really what they're doing?
It's a fact. What they did was they only tested 37. I researched this very thoroughly.
Okay.
They tested.
It sounds like we kind of lost your connection there, Johnny. I'm not sure if you got all fuzzy there for a second, but it is interesting. Yeah. It's something I've heard from Johnny, and something I've heard from other callers as well, that we've never sequenced the genome. I don't understand the science that well, but to me that stretches a little beyond incredulity, or a little beyond credulity, because you've hundreds of thousands of people working on this stuff. Somebody would notice.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vaso Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with store free shipping and double Patriot points, and sold out for 7 months. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 has been sold out, is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Taking your calls. We'll be talking to Chris Skye very shortly. Let's go out to the phone lines once again. We have Josh in Ohio, changing up topics a little bit here to a more political realm, saying that the governor in Ohio is embezzling money. What's this about, Josh?
So, morning, Harrison. Good morning. I want you guys to go to Cincinnati.com, and you can pull up the story. So our governor is funneling money through First Energy Corporation and embezzling money through his daughter's funds. Just another crooked rhino Republican in office.
Interesting. I'll look this up right now. Can you tell us a little bit more about this? How exactly is this embezzling work?
Okay, guys. Do I have anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you. Sorry. I'm
at the camera right now, but getting a little bit of breakfast, are you? That's all right.
I'm thinking, so right now at the point. It's just funny. You wonder where the money came from for the Vax-a-Million lottery in Ohio when
right. He's
embezzling money. Come on, put two and two together, people. We have a great constitutional candidate running, as in Joe Blindstone, for our governor. And the people really need to get behind him and back him right now, because he's a cattle farmer. He's a man of God. And I'm just so sick of seeing our Ohioans being torn apart between everything that's going on, and now you have that. It's just like, that's clear proof.
Yeah, I'll have to look this up and find it. You know, the Vax lottery to me is a really amazing thing, especially because they have been doing this Vax lottery for a little while now, and there has been absolutely no gain of vaccination rates. Almost none. A very, very small bump they saw was that very poor rural people who like live on farms were coming in to get the vaccine in hopes of winning the lottery. But it's like that didn't even matter, because the populations that you have to be concerned with are the populations that live in big cities that are interacting with a lot of people. Rural farmers, you know, they can go a month, you know, without seeing a lot of people just anyway in a not lockdown situation. So it hasn't helped at all. I spent millions of dollars on it, on this vaccine fund, and it hasn't improved anything. And then California comes out and says they're spending $116 million. Oh, by the way, the person that won the vaccine lottery got vaccinated before the lottery was announced. So it's not even like they got vaccinated because of the lottery. They were just already vaccinated and won. But now California is spending $116 million on vaccine lottery things. And the whole announcement about it was like the most dystopian hell world, like the governor is a carnival barker using your money to pay destitute people to take a experimental inoculation from a pharmaceutical giant. I mean, it's just like 10, $15 million prizes to our lucky vaccine receiver. And so $160 million, you could literally like build an entire hospital, staff it with people. You could treat everybody who gets COVID, right? Give them a good dose of the vitamins that they need and the zinc and the hydroxychloroquine. You could keep them in bed rest. You could pay for all of this. $116 million. Instead, they're going to pay for that. They're going to spend all of that money to raise the vaccine rates like maybe 1%, maybe 2%. It's outrageous, and spending an insane amount of money. And it's obvious from these emails. It's also pretty apparent. I mean, there's lots of things they could be doing, lots of ways they could be spending this money that might be helpful, but they're not interested in actually helping people as much as possible. They're interested in getting as many people vaccinated as possible. So I'm going to have to look up this Ohio embezzlement thing. I went to Cincinnati.com, and I can't find it on the front page. I can't find it easily accessible, but thanks for the tip. I will remember that. I'll look that up and see if we can maybe report more on this later in the week. But thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. Now we have with us our guest, special guest for today's program, Chris Skye. You know him well. He's an anti-lockdown advocate. Activist. He's a freedom fighter, creator of a nonprofit organization, BackToWork.bz, and MAD, M-A-D, Mothers Against Distancing. You can find them at GetMAD.online, helping small businesses and children due to the COVID crisis. He's a worldwide anti-lockdown advocate and speaker. Again, the website is BackToWork.bz, and his Twitter is at Chris. You're going to have to help me pronounce this.
Sakocha.
Sakocha.
You can just type in Chris Skye on Twitter, and those aren't my main websites. My main website is actually www.realchrissky.com, because I was deplatformed off Instagram. I had almost 250,000 followers on there, and they deemed me a little bit too dangerous for the agenda. So just like Alex, I got banned off of there. But I have my website, realchrissky.com. There it is. That's where this book is actually available. Just Say No. We'll talk about that later. And it's the first book ever in the history of the world to be banned by Amazon the day before it was supposed to go on sale after they told me they were going to sell it for me. So we got a lot going on. This is supposed to be the update. It is now Wednesday morning. Our tour officially ended. The Just Say No tour officially ended in Calgary. And then we extended it one more day to Lethbridge, Alberta, because we got a lot of phone calls from people that just, you guys are so close by, just come by. So we went for a little bit more of an intimate, like, meet and greet type thing. And then I did Alex's show. I did Alex's show that day. Then I had to get back to Ontario. And as everybody heard on the show, we entered a new realm of tyranny in Canada this week when Winnipeg and Manitoba got arrest warrants preemptively for five people for something that they hadn't even done yet. What am I talking about? Well, we were supposed to have part of our freedom tour, the Just Say No tour show on Friday in Winnipeg. And the day before the event, they went before a justice of the peace and got a warrant for five separate people saying, we have reason to believe these people intend in violating a public health order, not even doing a criminal charge. They intend on violating a public health order by having the audacity to speak in public against our tyrannical dictates, even though it's well within their Charter of Rights and Freedoms. They said they did this, and they actually got a warrant for five separate people, including myself. This is pre-crime, like we've been talking about for years, right here in front of your face. And if that didn't make it as disgusting as possible, even after I never went to the event, so they told me there's a warrant for my arrest for something I was planning on doing.
So they shut down this event. They issued these warrants, and you were unable to have the event you were going to have.
No, they had the event. Okay. I'm the only one that didn't show up, and the reason I didn't show up was because Calgary was the next day, and if they arrested me that day, by the time I got out, I would have missed Calgary, and Calgary was the biggest event of the entire thing, so we didn't want to miss it. I rearranged and did an event in Saskatoon. The event in Winnipeg went on as it was planned. Many of the organizers got arrested for violating the so-called public health order. Me, on the other hand, I didn't even go there. And somehow, even after I didn't commit the crime they said I was going to commit, I still had a warrant for my arrest for something they said I was going to do but never did. But somehow still have a warrant for, so still need to supposedly go there, let them arrest me, let them put me in jail, and then have to make a case to get bail for something I never did, that they know I never did. If that is not the most ridiculous thing you ever heard, then I don't know what is. And they did it because they knew I had to drive through Manitoba on my way home to Ontario. And there is now a checkpoint between Manitoba and Ontario, like we live in a communist-style dictatorship. And Manitoba has a ridiculous law that anybody even driving into the province will have to quarantine for 14 days. So you're a Canadian citizen. You could live 10 minutes away from the border in Saskatchewan or Ontario, but you drive that 10 minutes into Manitoba, and now all of a sudden you're a criminal that needs to quarantine for 14 days. So what did I do? I got myself a plane, and we flew, even though I'm on the no-fly list, I got myself a private plane, which is completely legal, and we flew right over Manitoba, which is also completely legal. So yesterday I took what I called the Freedom Plane, which was aptly painted in a, with an eagle on it.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I wonder if you guys got a picture of it. You can post it.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was. It's the yellow little Cessna prop plane.
That's right. That was our freedom flight. And it flew us from Estevan, Saskatchewan, which is really close to the Manitoba border, right to Kenora, Ontario, which was in the... There it is! I love that freaking thing. Awesome pilot, awesome plane. And that's how you beat a tyrannical government, with a little bit of ingenuity, a little bit of intelligence. And that's why they didn't want this to happen, because of this book, ladies and gentlemen. It will wake up the sleeping. It will empower the people on the fence. And for freedom fighters everywhere, it'll give them a voice. It'll give them the knowledge and the power. And you should get it at realchrissky.com.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point: the Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I've been on air 27 years. And we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air. Because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air. And the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalist. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products, store-wide free shipping, and your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, if nothing else, my guest, Chris Skye, will make you happy to be an American. I mean, we joke about, you know, the Communist Republic of Canada. I didn't realize how real this was. Chris, and the website, Chris's website is realchrisskye.com is where you can get his book, Just Say No, and you're finishing up with the Just Say No tour, and I'm blown away by what you're telling me. The way that... The Canadian government is basically accusing you of future crime, right? You're going to commit a crime.
Pre-crime.
You don't commit the crime, and yet the warrant is still out for your arrest. They've got checkpoints, so you've got to hire a private plane to, like, evade your own government. I mean, a lot of people call themselves freedom fighters. You are a literal freedom fighter. I mean, this is incredible. I'm blown away by this story.
Well, if we do a full recap of everything they did to me, people won't even believe it. It all started way back in April when they found out I was trying to go on tour, and they put me on a no-fly list. They sent about 40 police officers to my private residence at 1:30 in the morning to try to illegally kidnap me without a warrant to be on my property and without a warrant to arrest me. Wow. And it turned into one of the most embarrassing live footages for the Canadian police, probably in the history of the department. What else did they do? So yeah, the no-fly list, going to my house. They killed my Instagram. They killed my website. Then the day before I was supposed to go on this tour, the Just Say No tour, they actually had me arrested based on the hearsay from a known con man and fraudster by the name of Rob Carbone, who fancies himself the leader of the Republican Party of Canada, who came forth with a false story about me allegedly threatening to kill him. Because in reality, I found out he was committing fraud and had evidence that he was taking people's money for fake investments. And I have even wire transfers of him after coercing people to send him the money, which then just went into his pocket. Hmm. And after I confronted him with the evidence and witnesses, all of a sudden I got run up on by police that I didn't even know were police. I thought it was a Colombian drug cartel hit job, right? Because I was just driving. And an unmarked car just drove by me, pulled in front of me, slammed on the brakes, making me stop dead in the middle of the road. And then two men jump out with black masks on, no uniforms, with guns drawn, and run at my car. I'm a guy that gets death threats every day. Right. So it was pretty scary for me. I had no idea they were police. So I reversed my car, and then I drove around them and left the scene like a sane, rational person would do. In the newspaper, I became front page news all over Canada, wanted for uttering death threats, wanted for assault on police with a weapon, and then, of course, dangerous operation of motor vehicle. And they went and played this story up so big, and it was the day before I was supposed to leave. And then they gave me all these crazy conditions. These are the conditions I have currently under this tyrannical regime. Can't drive, can't fly, confiscated all my legally owned firearms, legally owned and registered. I'm not allowed to speak anywhere in Ontario. or I'll go to jail, even if there's more than five people with me anywhere in Ontario under our current status of health orders. We are under a stay-at-home order in Ontario. We're technically not even allowed to leave our homes until at least June 16th. Oh, if that's not absolute tyranny in this world, I don't know what is. We have the longest and harshest lockdown anywhere in the world. We have people that try to fly in here get put into they call them hotels. They're government internment facilities. This is stuff out of North Korea, not out of Canada. And this is what they're trying to normalize. And they're trying, and they even put me on the so-called no-fly list without any legal justification whatsoever. And our protections of law specifically state that it cannot be used against political activists. And all I'm doing is going around telling Canadians that we have rights and we should assert those rights. And those rights and freedoms are what make Canada special, which ironically is the same message our government preaches to everyone else in the world when they're talking about why everybody wants to come to Canada. But as soon as I try to remind Canadians of this, all of a sudden I'm a domestic terrorist. And when we tried to leave Ontario after they let me out of jail, we had to leave Ontario Friday at midnight to get to Vancouver, BC on Sunday at 2 p.m. And for people that don't understand what that is, that's a 50-hour plus drive over 5,000 kilometers, 3,500 miles. And as you saw right there, that was a pastor that just got arrested. He's a friggin' hero.
Yeah, he's been on the show. Yeah, Arthur Pulaski. Oh, yeah.
His video went viral, like 50 million views when he kicked the Gestapo out of his church. And I was lucky enough to be at that church and even speak at that church. And as you saw, they arrested him Nazi style, literal Nazi style, on the exact day that the Nazis surrendered. That was the day that they arrested that pastor, Nazi style, the day that the Nazis surrendered, obviously like 60 years later.
But
isn't that ironic? And this is what we're going through in Canada, and this is not supposed to be what Canada is like. And people are cheering it on. We have people in Ontario that are asking for more restrictions. Things like checkpoints between our states, provinces, is ridiculous. Canadian citizens are supposed to have free reign over our country, and now they're telling you where you can go, when you can go, when you can have a religious ceremony, and it's not getting any better. The only way it's going to get better is if people stand up. I got reports already from giant security companies that are looking to hire thousands of people for summer because they anticipate unrest. Wow. Why would they anticipate unrest if they're planning on opening us up like they say? If they're planning on giving us our freedom back like they say? The answer is they're not. They're planning on giving you a bait and switch. Look what they did in the UK. They told them they're going to open up on the 21st. Within a few days, they already started talking about this Indian variant and saying how it could disrupt the opening. Thankfully, India stepped in and said, stop making us look bad. If you want to use the term Indian variant, we want to see the white papers of the actually isolated Indian variant coronavirus that you guys are saying is so dangerous. Or we don't want you to use that term again or you're going to get sued. Guess what? Within 24 hours, the Indian variant disappeared from the news cycle, and all of a sudden it became the Thai variant.
Mm.
They have an unlimited number of so-called variants that they can utilize to tell people that, sorry, your vaccine was no longer as effective as it was supposed to be, even though they were no effective in the first place. Well, and they're going to tell you that they need to lock you down again.
That makes sense, because now the WHO is coming out saying that they're not even – going to name these variants out of where they came from. They're going to use the Greek alphabet, so alpha, beta, omega.
There you go.
Which it's
they
like
did that, they did that for plausible deniability. They did that to protect themselves against lawsuits, like I just talked about, and they did that to give themselves an unlimited number of so-called variants that they could use to terrorize any person anywhere in the world back into submission.
Yep.
Because they're going to tell you we want to open more than anything, but we just can't. For your own good. We just can't, guys. We love you so much that we got to keep your business closed. We got to keep your family at home. We got to keep the masks on your children, all because we love you. Meanwhile, people are dying. Families are breaking up. Businesses are going under. Our economies are dust. And we're just sitting here waiting for the abusers to lick the pressure off. And if you keep waiting, it's only going to get worse. I tell everybody this in Canada. This is all happening because it's their own fault. The government didn't close their business. You closed your business. The government didn't put a mask on your kids. You put a mask on your kids. So until you decide to open your business, until you decide to take the mask off, until you decide to be an adult and look after your own self and make decisions that are in your own best interest, the government's going to keep leading you down a path to your own detriment, your own slavery, your own tyranny. I have friends that live between Canada and the U.S. When they cross the border, you know what the border guards tell them in the United States? Welcome to freedom.
Right. And my God, it's so true. You know, we always say that America is the only country with the First Amendment. Canada's got to be a close second. And you can see the way they treat you and the way that they're restricting your speech. I mean, that's a major difference. And we're going to talk about your book on the other side, because even just the title I want to get into. Chris Guy, more on the other side.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globalists are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Thazovi, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing, because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially, you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. My guest is Chris Sky. You can find him online at realchrissky.com. His website is realchrissky.com. And your book is called Just Say No. And I love the title of this book because, as you were pointing out, you were saying, you know, this lockdown won't end until the people stand up and force it to end. They won't open your business. It's up to you to go open your business. And I've said for so long, so many of these plans being put into place by these globalist leaders that want us locked down and want us in a destroyed economy dependent on the government, so much of what they try to implement, it's so easy to resist. It's literally just about saying no. Somebody says put a mask on, you just say no. It's literally that easy. So I love this. It's just say no. Tell us about this book, Just Say No.
Well, it started with a hashtag because I was on my way to the gym and I was thinking to myself, we all know the end game of the vaccine passport. Once they get the vaccine passport in play, it's a nullification of our rights and freedoms, which now become government granted privileges predicated on us taking an experimental and unsafe inoculation multiple times a year indefinitely. So it's absolute disastrous for society on so many levels. And I was thinking to myself, the best way to stop the vaccine passport is to stop the compliance of the vaccine. And I kept saying, how do we get all these people to say no to the vaccine when all they're doing is all this propaganda, even offering people money, offering children ice creams, offering fat people donuts, whatever they can to convince these people to take this vaccine. So it made me think of way back when the anti-drug campaign, and they're like, just say no. And I know that that's something programmed into the subconscious of virtually every person on the planet, aged like 6 to 75, thanks to the elite's wonderful programming system. So I said, I might as well use it to my advantage. So I started a global hashtag movement, just say no to the COVID vaccine. And it took off like crazy. Within 48 hours, there were just say no videos and posts on 5 different continents.
Wow.
So that led me to say that that's got to be the title of this book right here. And that's why it's called Just Say No. And the most important thing that this book focuses on, actually the very first chapter in the book, is called The Truth. Because that's what I've been doing. I've been going around telling everybody the truth. And the truth is, this isn't about a virus. This isn't about your health and safety. This is about government control and dominance. And they're using the pandemic and the virus as a tool to implement all the things they need to take control over you. Firstly, like we said with the vaccine passport, they're trying to take away your rights and freedoms. With closing your businesses and putting people out of work, they're creating the set where they can pass universal basic income. Mm-hmm. And now they got tens of millions of formerly independent people now dependent on them to survive, which they now control. And as for everybody else that is still independent, now they're going to have higher taxes and rampant inflation, sucking their wealth and property away from them over the next few years. That's what this Great Reset is all about. And that's what this book does. It breaks everything down. So it can be explained at a very simple level for people that don't normally understand this type of thing. Now, if you're a freedom fighter and you're awake and you read this book, obviously you're going to know a lot of the stuff that's in here, but you're still going to learn a lot. You're going to have knowledge. You're going to have courage, and you're going to have the ability to go and speak out and wake everybody else up. It basically turns you into another me. And that's what the government does not want. They do not want thousands of Chris Skies walking around mask-free, saying, we have rights, our rights matter, and we're not going to let you trample our rights. They don't want that. They don't want Chris Skies opening their businesses and saying, come and get us because there's more of us than you. They don't want unity. So they try to ostracize me. They try to make me look bad in the media especially. Why? Because when you're telling the truth, they can't argue with what I'm saying. It just makes them look even worse. It exposes them more. So they have to try to assassinate my character and discredit me in every which way they can. And that's why the book is also so powerful, because it's my words in black and white, how I truly feel in black and white. It can't mischaracterize it. They can't misrepresent it. So it dispels all the disgusting things that they say about me. And it paints a picture of why I'm really here. And why I'm here is to tell people the truth, to wake them up, to let them know that they have the power to stop this, and to let them know that if they don't stop it, it's going to get a whole lot worse before it ever gets better. And it's all in there. So if you're a freedom fighter, the book will help you. If you're someone on the fence that's thinking, oh, should we read this book? Should I get a vaccine? Is the government really looking out for my best interest? Are all these restrictions really for my health and safety? If you're one of those people and you read this book, you won't have any more questions. You'll have all the answers you need. And if you're one of those people that's cowering, wearing 2 masks, sitting at home alone right now, afraid, and terrified and paralyzed by that fear, and you read this book, at the very, very least, they will begin to ask questions. And that's what this book is all about, because they're lying to us. They're lying to us on every level. And how do you expose a liar? You ask them intelligent, relevant, direct questions. And every question you ask that they have to answer exposes them more. And that's why they don't want you to ask questions. And that's why this book has so much power. It has the ability to spark a national and international conversation at the highest levels of government and engaging the masses for once. The masses have been taken out of this fight. They're terrified. They're compliant. They're listening to whatever they're told without question. As soon as you get the masses questioning, it's game over for them. And that's why they arrested me. That's why Amazon gave me a book deal, made me fill out all the paperwork, jumped through all the hoops, said everything was good to go. We're launching on May 25th. And after they saw that I got out of jail I got out of jail on the 21st, and then we had to make it there on the 23rd. And by the way, in order to make it from Ontario to Vancouver, I had the help of 9 different freedom fighters driving in their cars. It was like a relay race where we couldn't stop, we couldn't sleep, we couldn't rest. One car brought us to the next car, brought us to the next car, brought us to the next car, until we got to BC. And then in BC, they have interprovincial, interstate for you guys, checkpoints. So people are confined to their own health zones. So you're not even allowed to move freely within your own state. Get that clear. Not allowed to move around your own state or province without being stopped at a Gestapo-style checkpoint and asked for your papers, literally. So that's where we have to take the helicopter and fly over the checkpoint just to get into Vancouver. So 9 cars and a helicopter within 60 hours to make over a 5,000-kilometer journey. And we got there with an hour to spare. And then the day after that, Amazon goes and decides that they're going to be banning my book, the first book ever to be banned by Amazon before it goes on sale. You can buy Hitler's book on Amazon. You can buy books on pedophiles on Amazon. You can buy a book right now called Just Say No to Vaccines on Amazon. But this one right here, Just Say No, with my scary picture on it and the American and Canadian flag, was just too much for them.
Did they tell you why they banned it, or it was just a typical ban? What?
You know what they said? We reserved the right to ban any content for any reason. That's what they said. So they didn't even give me a reason. So basically, wow. It was Jeff Bezos saying, this book is way too damaging to our agenda of global domination, so we do not want it to get out to the public. And we're going to try to destroy this man's character in the public eye, so nobody will believe what he says anyway. The only problem is the book speaks volumes, and that's why they tried so hard not to get it out. But it is out. We already sold thousands of copies. Alex already claimed he wants 10,000 more copies for InfoWars. So the book is going to get out there. It's going to get worldwide. It's already being translated into multiple languages, because this is a fight that's not just relevant in Canada and the United States. This is a fight that's relevant all around the world, because freedoms are being taken all around the world. Businesses are being closed all around the world. Our future is being compromised all around the world. And together we can stop it. If you saw when I promoted Montreal May 1st at the end of our Freedom Convoy tour, we saw over 300,000 people marching in the streets of Montreal.
Wow.
To put that into perspective, our Canadian military is only 30,000 people.
Right.
Our Canadian law enforcement is only 50,000 people. And these are spread all over the country. And in one small city of Montreal, we had 300,000 Canadians marching in solidarity, regardless of ethnicity, age, gender, religion, social status, political affiliation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They were marching in what I call united non-compliance. They were marching with the message of just say no. And if you do that, you win. It's that simple. That's why Florida's open. That's why Texas is open.
Yeah. We just said no. We just said no. And what are they going to do about it? All right, we'll be right back. Final segment with Chris Guy on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out, because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and T-shirts to fund the operation, because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus, or whether it's Pollen Block, or whether it's Super Bowl Vitality or Vasobeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out.
A lot of virtue signalers out there will tell you how much they care about troops and how much they care about veterans. But at the same time, they won't stand up for what those veterans and what those troops fought for in the last 250 years of U.S. history. And now more than ever, what our republic stands for and has stood for is under attack. America is under globalist takeover. It's an information war. It is an economic war. But most importantly, it is a spiritual war. And now, of course, it's a biological and chemical war with the vaccines. We were the first to tell you that the virus came out of Wuhan. We were the first to tell you that vaccine passports were coming. We were the first to lay out basically everything, because we actually do our research and know what we're talking about. And that's why it's important to keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. And for Memorial Day week, we're having store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. A lot of great products are back in stock, like DNA Force, Alpha Power, and Pollen Block. So, to all the veterans and all the patriots, we salute you. And I want to ask the listeners, please support InfoWars now more than ever.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it, and I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
I've been on air 27 years, and we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now to take advantage of the Memorial Day mega sale. Many of our fantastic supplements, 50% off. Others, 40% off. $50 off the Elixpure Breeze and the Elixpure Pro Water and Air Filtration Systems. You can get the Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink for just $19.95. Try it out. Let us know what you think. It's a brand new product that people are really enjoying. I enjoy it myself. It tastes like orange soda, but it's chock full of the wonderful magnesium that helps your body do so many necessary processes. It really is something that's missing from our everyday life, and you can get it now for $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. It helps us keep these programs on the air, and it helps me get great guests like Chris Sky. Chris Sky can be found online at RealChrisSky.com. That's where you can go to buy his book, Just Say No. And Chris, I wanted to read from this list. It was leaked in October of last year, and it was the LPC Strategic Committee leak. I'm sure you've heard about this. It's the Liberal Party of Canada, and they have a series of their goals and what they look forward to their projection into the future about COVID-19. But I want to read a few things about from this list and tell me what you think they sound like. Here are some of their stops on their roadmap, as they say. They want to rush the acquisition or construction of isolation facilities across every province and territory expected by December 2020. They want to reform an expansion of the unemployment program to be transitioned into the universal basic income program. Transitioning of individuals into the basic universal basic income program. Projected supply chain breakdowns, inventory shortage, large economic instability. Deployment of military personnel into large metropolitan areas as well as major roadways to establish travel checkpoints. Restrict travel and movement. Provide logistical support to these areas. That's expected by the third quarter of 2021. I guess that's been accelerated because they already have these checkpoints and military personnel in major metropolitan areas.
No, they're not. The checkpoints aren't manned by military yet. Right now, they've only convinced Canadians to allow military to come and help at the hospitals. This thing that you're looking at, it's like a Christmas wish list for Trudeau and his cronies. And they basically are following it to a T as much as the Canadians will allow them. They even gave, when they gave those checkpoints out, they even gave police stop and search powers for anybody driving.
Right.
Straight out of Nazi Germany. Anybody driving could be pulled over and the police could literally ask you for your papers. Literally.
Yeah.
Straight out of Nazi Germany. And the only reason it did not happen is because the police themselves stepped up and said, we do not want that responsibility or that power because we know exactly how it makes us look and we can't even hide it.
Wow.
And that's the only reason they didn't get it. So that's it. That document that they love to pretend it's just a fake leaked document, but in actuality, it's like their Christmas wish list.
Right.
And if they could get every single thing on there, they would take it wholeheartedly. But we showed through our tours that we show that we can fight back. Because when I did the taking action tour way back in April, and it turned into the Freedom Convoy tour, and we went from Vancouver all the way to Montreal, culminating in the 300,000 people on the streets. In Vancouver, it started out with me taking the protest groups because they had already been awakened. That was phase one of United Noncompliance, the global awakening. Tens of millions of people around the world understanding what this is really about. So in 2021, we changed gears and we went to phase two of United Noncompliance, which was taking action. And how did we take action? Now that we have these huge protest groups, we have our soldiers. It's time to give them their assignments. So we broke them down into groups. And the first group we created were the small business owners. And I told them all to create groups across every social media platform and organize as many small businesses as they could and organize an opening date of May 24th. Which is known as Patriots Day in Canada, Victoria Day weekend. It's also a holiday. And it started in BC. And I held an intimate gathering with about 30 or 40 business owners. And I gave my spiel and they started and they ran off to the races. I tried to do the same thing in every other province, except I only did it at the actual protests. I didn't actually have the intimate gathering with the groups. And I believe that was the mistake. Mm. Because when I got back to BC, Vancouver in particular, on the 23rd of May, about a month later, they had over 2,000 businesses signed on to pledge that they were going to open on May 24th, whether the government liked it or not. And guess what happened on May 25th? The government removed restrictions on the vast majority of businesses. They allowed dine-in at restaurants. They basically did exactly what the people wanted. Why? Because the people stood up for themselves and declared that they were going to open anyway. As I went more east, the organization between the business owners was less. And guess what? The restrictions were greater.
Right.
Why? Because the people didn't stand up for themselves. I see a direct correlation in each province or state with how restrictive the measures are versus how much the people are standing up for themselves.
Right.
It's that simple. The more the people stand up for themselves, the more freedom they have. The more the people comply, the more restrictions they have. And if you keep complying, you will have restrictions forever. Ontario just voted to keep our emergency order in place until December. December. And you think they're planning on opening your business? We've had gyms that have been closed 322 of the last 365 days. And this is how we're supposed to help our people, help our economy, keep our country afloat by keeping our businesses just shut down so the government can transfer everybody to universal basic income and make them slaves forever. We're caught onto the game. People understand what's going on now. So now it's about getting people off their ass and getting people to stand up and getting people to just say no. And once again, that's what this is for. Because if you read this, you cannot go back to sleep. It will. It's like a. It's more than a wake up call. It's more than an alarm clock. I said it once before. I said it's like a metaphoric defibrillator for the brain dead. Because if you're asleep to the idea that you're in a fight, that's what the problem is. We have the majority of the population not even aware that they're in a struggle.
Right.
Meanwhile, they're being attacked mentally, physically, spiritually, psychologically. And not only are they not fighting back, not only do they not even realize that they're under attack, they're taking orders and taking advice from their attacker.
Right, right. You try to free them and they actually attack you, thinking that you're somehow hurting them. That's what I wanted to point out about this list. It's like, here we have a list. We're going to have military checkpoints. We're going to have internment camps. We're going to have universal basic income. We're going to have supply chain breakdowns, inventory shortage, large economic stability. And it's like, now what is all this in response to? It's like, the cough. It's the flu. We're going to do this because of the flu. It's like, this is insane. This list of stuff they're talking about doing is just bonkers. It makes no sense. And if you were to see all of this listed out from the Canadian government, you would be shocked, and then you're told, like, oh, no, it's because there's a disease. It's like, that doesn't matter. What? They're talking about all this crazy universal basic income and stuff. This is for a sneeze. This is for a cold. This is for the flu. This makes no sense because it's all about tyranny at the end of the day.
It's all about transfer of wealth and power and reorganizing society so there's a new power structure where the government no longer serves the people. The government rules the people.
Right.
And if you're dependent on the government financially and the government has the ability to remove your rights and freedoms with a medical tyranny, they now rule you. It's that simple. And people are so in denial of the fact that government, the people that are attracted to power, want more power. Is that so hard to believe?
Right.
Really? Like, honestly, they have all the hypocrisy going on where they do not have the same restrictions that we do.
Yep.
So one rule for me and one rule for thee.
Yep.
No conflict of interest there. We have a premier, Doug Ford, who has an essential business that literally makes the stickers for the floor that he's forcing every single business in the country to buy from him.
Well, that's convenient.
But that's okay.
That's convenient. It's great. It's wonderful. No, they're just good people that just want the best for all of us, Chris. This crazy conspiracy theory that the government wants power. You know, you're not allowed to say that anymore. It's ridiculous.
Of course not. You're not allowed to say anything. And when they lock us down, they're using what they call now modeling data.
Right.
Because I exposed the fact that models are something they made up and data is actual facts and statistics. So now they change their tone to modeling data, which just means data we made up.
Right.
So it's no different. And they're using that as their justification to keep people locked down. So none of this will ever stand up in a court of law. And that's why they're not even really using the courts. They're using the courts to their advantage. They're not even cutting corners. They're doing a complete end run around the law where they can basically put you in jail, lock you up for whatever reason they say under these so-called emergency orders, which aren't criminal charges. But then they put so many onerous conditions on you that it makes it impossible to live your life without getting a criminal charge.
Right.
So the tyranny that they're doing is not even it's not even under the radar anymore. They're doing it right out in the open,
right
in your face. They're hiring thousands of non-police security officers that they give arrest powers to. And these are like glorified security guards now being told that they can arrest protesters. And we're wondering why there's all these conflicts. And we're wondering why there's groups of police officers speaking up. And we're wondering why there's groups of doctors speaking up. The cat is out of the bag. When you have civilians, doctors, scientists, police, and even government officials coming together and saying this is wrong, that's what we call united non-compliance. Everyone from all factors of life, all walks of life, coming together in one voice to just say no. And
just
if you want
no,
that power and you want to spark that international conversation where we can end this and then hold those people accountable, you got to get this book, read this book, and put it into the hands of as many people as friggin' possible.
We can change the world, folks. You just got to stand up. I want to thank you so much, Chris Skye. That's going to do it for us on American Journal. You'll have to come back soon because that's very interesting.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.